This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Tom Doyle on the line from Uncharted Ministries, and we're going to be talking about multiple topics today. Syria, and it's coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the civil war and all of the chaos that kind of sprang out of that. The latest update is massive flooding, and people who were displaced within Syria are now displaced again. Anything they had gained over the past 10 years is lost. Let's start with that aspect. Are any of the flooding aspect, or any of your contacts, have they been affected? Do they know of anyone who's kind of suffering from this?
Yes, we do. We have amazing national leaders in Syria and Lebanon, and the flooding has been terrible, as if they don't have enough problems there with the 10-year war, with half the country now displaced from their homes. 83% of the population is under the world poverty level. I mean, that's just astounding. Those numbers are so enormously high. And then the flooding came. And I think for some people that lived in stable houses, they were in obviously much better shape than those that were in refugee refugee camps that are living in tents. They're in temporary tents, and there's hundreds, thousands of them in these camps. And many camps, the entire whole group of tents were washed away. And so now these people have nothing. So I think our heart just goes out to these human beings in Syria, created in the image of God, that have nothing. And they were reduced to a small tent, and now that's gone. So pray for them. Pray for the church to step in and make a difference, and really care for them, and then be the salt and light that Jesus called them to be. And that starts with our actions toward people. So pray for the people of Syria and those that were in Lebanon that were affected.
And one more quick question before we talk about the wider Syrian conflict. With the ministry in refugee camps, is that something your national partners do? And if so, how does God move among Syrian refugees?
Yeah, well, they are a desperate people in those refugee camps, and many humanitarian operations are going on in Syria and in Lebanon by believers. We're privileged to work with them at Uncharted. And so they reach out to them with things that they might need. There's some provisions that come from the UN, but then sometimes there's not. And so they can reach out with food, clothing, blankets. It's really cold there now. And then, of course, naturally, they want to know, why are you doing this? Why? And the love of Christ compels us to do these things. And so it's a easy in for the gospel in a loving, caring way as those needs are met. And I think Syrian refugees right now are probably the most open population to the gospel in the Middle East. If believers are sensitive and loving and keep reaching out to them in the Middle East and here, this could be the next core of missionaries that are sent out globally, because Syrian refugees coming to faith in Christ are having their lives changed. We know of one city where over 400 of them came to faith in Christ, and about 300 of them have been baptized in the underground church. So God's moving among them, but we have to reach out and meet their needs. And we're thrilled to have a international team in Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, where the refugees are sharing God's love through meeting their needs and then bringing the love of Jesus to them in the gospel.